The third question is if there's a difference or a differing which occurs between a person and his wife with regard to some of the khilafat, the oppositions which are present today, or the differing which is going on today between Ahl al-Sunnah and other than them. For example, the wife, she sees Shaykh Yahya to be correct in this fitna and her husband does not agree. Then what is the advice of the scholars with regard to this? يقولون في سؤال ثالث إذا حصل بين المرء وزوجه خصام في بعض الخلافات الحاصلة اليوم بين أهل السنة وغيرهم فما نصيحة أهل العلم في ذلك وعلى سبيل المثال المرأة تقول بأن شفاعه مصيب في هذه الفتنة والزوج يوافق يخالفها في ذلك
الحق أحق أن يتبع الحق أحق أن يتبع والمرأة مأمورة بطاعة زوجها ولكن الطاعة في المعروف الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لو كنت آمرا أحدا أن يسجد لأحد لأمرت المرأة أن تسجد لزوجها فالمرأة عليها طاعة زوجها لكن ليس في معصية الله فإن رأت الحق ولزمت الحق وهو تعصب للباطل لا يلزمها طاعته في معصية الله سبحانه وتعالى أو فيما تراه أنه خطأ لا سيما إذا كان عندها من الفهم والعلم وهو لا يضيق عليها لا يلزمها بشيء ليس يعني واجبا عليها لا سيما إذا كانت مع أهل الحق وهو مع أهل الباطل
ولا يضيق عليها
يعني في إلزامها بشيء لا يلزمها لا سيما إذا كانت مع الحق ومع الباطل وأم سليم لما خطبها أبو طلحة قالت له إنك مشرك ومثلك لا يرد لكن إن أسلم تزوجتك فأسلم أبو طلحة وتزوجته أم سليم ولا مانع أن تكون المرأة أن يقبل قول المرأة وإذا كان قولها حق وقول زوجها باطل لا مانع أن يقبل قولها
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى he responded by saying the truth is more deserving that it is followed and the woman she has been ordered with the obedience of her husband however this is in goodness and he mentioned the hadith that the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم he said if I was to order anyone to make sujood to anyone else I would have ordered the woman to prostrate for her husband So he said that she is ordered with goodness. However, she is not to obey him in disobedience or in that which is an error and a mistake. Especially, he said, if she has with her some form of understanding. And it is not upon him either. Or he should not force her and put pressure upon her to accept something which is incorrect if she is upon that which is correct. He should not force her in this matter. Naam, and he mentioned also that Sulaym radiallahu anha, when Abu Talha he desired to marry her, at that time Sulaym, she was from the people of Islam, and he was not. So she said, the likes of you is not to be rejected, however, I am a woman who is a Muslim, and it is not halal for you to marry me, however, if you accept Islam, then you can marry me. So he said that there's nothing preventing the man to accept the advice or the statement of his wife if she is correct in an affair. There's nothing preventing this.